Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
No, white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's get this thing started because it's a day unlike any other, I would argue, in the history of this radio station, maybe in the history of this city with regard to, yeah, this isn't the first Valkyries game. I know a lot of you have maybe already made your way out to a game, and these things have been selling out, and this has been going for a handful of weeks now. But this is the one everybody's been waiting for, and this is a little bit different. So I do feel a little bit like every time they open this place up for a Valkyries game, but especially this one, it feels like history is being made each and every day. We're learning a little bit more about the process. Grandy is in for Dibs, as you all heard. Glad you're with us today here on 95.7 The Game, live on the concourse, getting ready for a Valkyries game. Oof. Against the Indiana Oof. Fever in town.
Caitlin Clark's in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were out one day, but actually for the first ever home regular season game.
You guys were here.
Dibs and I yes. were here, and we were getting set to talk about all the craziness that was happening at Thrive City here at Chase.
And
then that was the Friday afternoon when Brock Purdy signed his contract extension.
Yeah. So it hijacked, thanks a lot, Niners.
Terrible timing. It hijacked everything. But we knew we were going to have multiple more opportunities to come out to Chase here on the concourse and get ready for a Valkyries game, and now we're doing it on this Thursday ahead of the biggest name in the WNBA by a mile, and one of the biggest names in the entire world of sports is in town
no
today.
Doubt.
And it's a WNBA game, which is amazing.
You know what? Just for like a minute, let's play with that. How many names, if you were just like, okay, big stars in sports right now.
Talking about North America or world?
North
because
America,
world soccer
right.
takes over.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about,
Mbappe.
We're not talking about Mbappe. But, like, it in this country, currently playing sports stars.
Like needle movers.
Yeah. And, by the way, I'd throw in the word recognizability when it comes to this. Because, for instance, we've spent a lot of time this week talking about Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
But if the two are walking down the street, who's getting recognized more?
Caitlin Clark.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So how many sports stars until you get to her? Right now.
I mean, she's probably got to be in the top 10, right? It's LeBron and it's Steph are still 1 and 2 in the NBA.
Right.
I would venture to guess.
A lot of quarterbacks.
A lot of quarterbacks.
Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Sure,
sure. I don't know, do you throw Joe Burrow in there?
I mean, actually, again, if we're doing recognizability, like maybe what if Caitlin Clark and Brock Purdy were both walking down the street? Who's getting stopped more?
Oh, in Middle America, Caitlin Clark.
In Middle
out
America,
here, Brock,
what about here?
Probably.
Yeah, but yeah. Don't forget now. Brock Purdy's got his Iowa roots too.
You're right.
He's pretty loved
there
in Middle America.
Iowa State and Iowa.
I know.
Hawkeyes versus Cyclones.
Anyway.
But I mean, it's in baseball. It's Ohtani and Judge, and then is that it
Harper,
in terms of
maybe? Yeah.
Maybe Bryce Harper. I mean, Tatis, Eli De La Cruz, but like you're talking about maybe four dudes in each sport, more recognizable than...
I can comfortably say she's in the top 20.
Yeah.
She's definitely in the top 20, maybe in the top 10. And so, yeah, this one feels a little different.
And like the next most recognizable star in her league is outside of the top 100.
For sure.
Like, there's a gigantic, gigantic gap. And what you were talking about earlier, comparing it to, like, Tiger Woods, which is, I understand the sentiment and the comparison, but even Tiger was just so much better than everybody else. But Caitlin is, like, the first in her league to ever be, like, that otherworldly talent,
well,
right?
You had
before Tiger, you had Jack Nicklaus and you had Arnold Palmer. Like, you had the other, like, all-time greats. And there are all-time greats, of course, in the WNBA, but none that, like, transformed the sport the way she has.
Right.
She's, like, the first. It's a young league in general.
I think that's part of the issue that maybe some of the WNBA players are having, too, which is that, you know, Tiger comes on the scene, and it was such a... It was such a visual feast for a golf fan, and then obviously had so many social implications going on, and so people were really drawn to it. And a lot of golfers, like, you'd go out and shoot 67, and he'd shoot 72, and you'd go to the press room after, and they're like, "So what'd you think of Tiger?" And they were, you know, like, they were super ticked about it. But it's also golf, so it's not like you can go beat him up or get physical with him. So there's some of that here too. But maybe even more so, because it's not like she's winning championships. It's not like, I would argue, she's certainly not established herself as the best player in the league. She's the most eye-catching player in the league. She is the biggest celebrity in the league. And I do think that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. And I would, by the way, as frustrated, I'm no different than anyone else. It kind of ticks me off. It makes you almost want to, like be protective of the whole thing. It's like, why do you guys not see where this is going? Even with that said, I do think they'll get there. I do.
Get where?
When Caitlin becomes a veteran, she is going to be so widely respected around the league because they're all going to be richer for her presence.
The unique thing about Caitlin is, you've got other stars in the league, like Asia Wilson's won all the MVPs of late, and that Las Vegas team won multiple championships. Last year it was the Liberty in New York, but like, this is only her second year in the league.
Yep.
And last year she got drafted to the worst team in the league and made them respectable and got them to the playoffs. This year missed like five or six games, so her team's record doesn't really show, I think, how good they are. They have a legitimate chance to win it all this year. So like, in terms of her summiting the league and becoming a champion, it's far too early to hold her to that standard. But like, the other part of this is she is, one, simultaneously the most entertaining player in this league, one of the best players in this league. She's also like trash talker number one. She'll give it back
to
you
fine.
Now, which is great.
That's basketball.
No, I love it.
Yeah,
but you kind of then feed into it, and Caitlin doesn't want to get run over from behind after she got poked in the eye and showed some frustration, as is her right. But like, she's poking and prodding, which I love to see that. It adds to the whole, I don't know, entertainment of it all. But she goes after it, too.
No doubt. You have to stand up for yourself with the way that this has sort of been received. Let's not forget, this was going on prior to her ever playing a game. There was already, seemingly, a WNBA sort of player campaign to look at everybody and be like, who the hell does this girl think she is? Why does her bleep not stink? Why is everybody talking about her so much? And that was before she even joined the league.
When she was just, beating everybody in the NCAA.
Right. She was a concept, basically, at that point. And then she's come in, and I would argue, certainly held up her end of the bargain. But sure, like, she's going to stand up for herself. She's going to talk, all of that. Here's the other side, and I know that you've already used this phrase. I'll use it, too. Joe Lacob might not like this, but here's one thing I'd love to explore with Bay Area basketball fans. Have you arrived yet at a point where you care if they win? Like tonight, when you turn this on, I mean, even imagine this. Valkyrie's up 2. 3 seconds to go. Caitlin's got the ball in her hands. Release. The ball's in the air. Do you want it to go in or not?
No, of course not.
You don't?
No.
So I don't care yet. I hope that's not I hope that's not controversial. Like, I do that. I think I'll get there, but I am so in that curiosity phase of what this is all about and learning. Like, again, if we're going to sit here and say that we can't even name more than a couple players on the team yet, I think that actually defines a Bay Area sports fan. We've talked about this. We love to get to know the players. We love to connect with them. It's why the Giants are working better for us now. We're like, oh, look, everyday players who we can get to know. If we haven't even gotten to know some of the players yet, how am I supposed to be a diehard and worry about their record, especially in year one when they're not expected to? They've already overachieved.
Yeah, 5-6.
Yeah.
And everyone is thrilled. Maybe everyone but Joe Lacob, because he has such higher standards than everybody else, as he should as the owner of the team, and that's why he's had success. But yeah, I mean, like, I would be lying if I told you that I, like, live and die on every Valkyries result the way I live and die on every Niners result or every Warriors result or every Giants result. Like, that's different. And it's what we were talking about a little earlier on the crossover. Like, that crazy fandom is something that you develop just through time and tradition and handed down from your parents. Like, for me, it was my dad. I learned to be a fan of the teams in the Bay through my dad, and my dad almost alone. The Valkyries are new, and it takes a little bit of time to develop those emotional connections, not even necessarily to individual players, but just to, like, the pride of, like, that's my team. Like,
sure.
Again, not like you could be connected to Veronica Burton or to Kate Martin or to Kayla Thornton or any of the players that you're going to see play tonight. But it takes time to do that. And then also you just develop a trust and a relationship with the organization itself. And while you can, like, say, yeah, I can feel myself beginning to develop that, you can't. I mean, for me, I can't pretend and say that feeling is anywhere near the feeling I have with the Warriors, because I've been a Warriors fan for 29 years, my entire life.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, I wonder how long is that going to kind of take?
Yeah.
And I'm, again,
but
like,
still, I'm rooting for Caitlin to miss that game-winning three.
You
even
know,
though, yeah,
if
she does, it's going to be all over ESPN and SportsCenter and on Twitter. Like, and I have the opportunity to say, yeah, I was there to see that
there.
Live.
You were there.
No, I want the Valkyries to win.
Yeah, though. I mean, I've watched a few of their games already, and of course, you're pulling for them to win. But it's kind of like, I used to joke about this, and you and Lucas are such huge soccer fans, but like, going way back, before soccer kind of had its American, like, it's always been the biggest sport in the world, at least in my lifetime, but in America, it really had this boost probably, what, I don't know, 15 years ago, it feels like, maybe more, where it really started to get mainstream. Prior to that, like, you would see whatever, if it's the World Cup or anything, you know, Olympics, anything going on with American soccer, and people, it looked like they were almost acting. It's like people would be like, right, we're into it. Here we go. We're going to drape ourselves in the flag. We're going to sports bars at 6 in the morning, blah, 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 blah. And then they would lose, and you'd look at each other and be like, where are you guys going to go eat, you know? Like, I mean, there's no like, oh, crap. You know what I mean? There's no, like, losing streak like the Giants have right now that
you
carry it with you.
You wear it, yeah.
You're wearing it. We're not there yet. So, like, sure, I hope that Caitlin Clark 3 misses. But if it goes in, I'm going to get over it pretty quick.
Now, I also wouldn't mind if Caitlin Clark goes for 40 and makes 10 threes tonight.
There you go.
That would be fun to see. Yeah. But I don't want her to come out here and roll over the Valkyries and win by 20 points.
We are at the Valkyries, and I love it. We won't even call it the Valkyries Fever game. We're at the Valkyries Caitlin Clark game. That's where we are. We're at Chase Center.
The Fever's a good team.
Yeah, they are, and because of Caitlin Clark. And so that's where we are. We're here for this monster game, and we'd love to talk it out with you. Christine Brennan of USA Today is going to join us in a half hour. She pretty much wrote the book on Caitlin Clark. She's been huge on women's sports and Olympic sports for years. He's a huge voice on all of this, so we're really thrilled to talk to her.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I'm not sure if you heard, but tonight at 7, the Valkyries play.
Oh!
Yeah. Caitlin Clark is in town. The Indiana Fever. She brought her teammates. They're going to play, too. And you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app, which has all of their games. Just download the app, search Valkyries. And then you can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5 pregame at 6:30. Mark Grandy and I sitting here on the concourse at Chase Center getting ready for this basketball game. And we're about to go out to the phones. I really do that. We talked a little bit about it in the crossover. To me, and I do have, I guess the right word is some compassion or some patience for this. I do think that the WNBA as a whole, because this did happen kind of fast, if you really think about it.
The whole Caitlin Clark stuff.
I mean, the whole Caitlin Clark thing.
You kind of see it coming, though.
You could, but again, in the large sense, a year and a half, whatnot, is a very short amount of time. And so I think that similar to every single league out there, we watch players, when they're about to get drafted, they go to a symposium. The players' unions, they run this for the players. And I'd argue that the main reason is you're about to get two things that you've never had before. One is money, and the other is attention, and do not underestimate how hard those things are.
Yeah.
You have got to be ready for that. And I think that's a little bit of what we've watched with the WNBA. There's just a lot of attention on these ladies and on this league. They're not used to it. They're not used to it. And so even some of the things that are happening, who knows, maybe this has been happening all along. But no one was watching. That is, I think, at the core of what this is. And I do think over time, they'll get used to it.
Well, what's cool is when you have a player like Caitlin Clark, she's the singular being, the singular person that like raises everybody else up. Like, one, it's the whole league.
Yep.
It's teams. It's also individual players. Like, it's adversaries. Like, Angel Reese deserves a ton of credit for being the player that she is. And LSU beat Iowa in the national championship game in college, beating Caitlin Clark. And that kind of started a rivalry. And there's comparisons to, I mean, you made the Tiger Woods comparison.
Yep.
There's comparisons to Magic and Bird, right? And how they kind of rose the NBA up, not from the ashes, but from like relative obscurity to kind of the beginning of what it is now. You also have Caitlin Clark, who is creating like these new figures in sports. Like, I don't know if you have seen it on social media. I know you know what happened in that game.
Yes.
The most recent game
that
the Fever played, where Caitlin Clark gets poked in the eye, basketball play, no ill intent, but gets poked in the eye. She's clearly frustrated and kind of goes up to the player who bumped her. Doesn't like throw a punch or anything, but kind of like, it's like, hey, like, don't do that.
Yep, roll,
and then
in each other's
Mabry
face.
Comes up from behind and absolutely decks Caitlin Clark after the fact, and we all know what happened. She didn't get called for a flagrant, didn't get ejected. Later on, it was reviewed and then called a flagrant too. But what happened later in that game, very final minute of the basketball game, Fever up by like 17. The game's over. And there's a breakaway, a fast break opportunity for Mabry on the other team, one-on-one with Sophie Cunningham, teammate of Caitlin Clark. And Sophie Cunningham, knowing what happened to Caitlin Clark earlier in the game, essentially just tackles Mabry.
Yep.
Under the basket, throws her down, essentially like, hey, you don't get to do that to my teammate. And now Sophie Cunningham is like the savior of Caitlin Clark, and she is like just overnight rose to like different levels of fame that she's ever had before in her life. So it's really cool to watch how a singular player like that can just elevate not only an entire league, but like individual players and create new storylines.
I think even just listening to you talk about this makes me think, and we were talking about the tickets earlier, it feels like tickets tonight are about five times as much as what they normally would be, and that is for this player. Like, is there any other league that relies as much on one player as this league does on Caitlin Clark? Is there any other athlete?
Leo Messi in the MLS.
Okay.
That's probably the comparison.
I mean, right, but MLS, that's interesting, because I wouldn't, I mean,
not national soccer,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, like MLS
but
is where these players go into semi-retirement.
Yeah.
Right? They're on their retirement tour.
And you only get them to come here by paying them an insane amount of money and offering them ownership of the club.
Exactly. So, like, I don't know that that – I get it, but I don't know.
It's not an apples-to-apples
comparison. Yeah, definitely not a perfect comp.
But in terms of, like, the biggest star in that league, that is
do you know what I mean?
Fair.
Like, does Caitlin carry more of the WNBA than Steph does of the NBA?
Oh, yeah.
She does.
By a lot.
More than Patrick Mahomes carries of the NFL.
Yes.
No question.
More than Ohtani covers
– or Judge. Of Major League Baseball. Yeah. We could go on and on. So, like, I don't know that there is a comp on that one. 888-957-9570. Christine Brennan, in 20 minutes, let's go to...
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jill in Alameda. Hey, Jill, thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just turned 65 last week, which I know sounds old, but I grew up on Oakland Oaks games and learned how to dribble probably right about the time I learned how to walk, and I played high school and college ball. And I think that your Tiger Woods analogy, this is an extraordinary time because you're watching the birth of something new. Whoever the marketing people were who followed this and like took that college wave and just carried it forward, who knows if it's going to last. But here are some of the long-term things that I'd like you guys to think about when you talk about this. One, there are a whole bunch of girls whose parents never let them advance because there was nowhere to go. So who knows how much talent is buried. The play of the league is getting extraordinarily better, like year by year, and you can see that in college. I mean, 5 years ago, who wanted to watch college basketball? I didn't, and I played it. I had two or three, like, college scholarship offers out of college. My mom wouldn't let me take it. I was too young to sign because she didn't want me to play basketball. So I went and played Division III, screw you. And and I played through. But it's an extraordinary time to watch this. And you're watching the birth of the league. And you're watching the birth of something where people are really hungry. And there's you can't really compare it to anything that's on the market. It's going to be what it's going to be. The fact that you guys are talking about this is extraordinary. And the last thing I want to say and thank you is women are no play, you guys. They don't jaw. They don't screw around. Women put women on the ground. And that's the thing that's so dangerous about what's happening with the WNBA because they're kind of trying to let them play. That doesn't work with women. So just keep an eye on that as you watch this going forward. And thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, Joe, some real interesting points there, some fun ones. And then that one at the end, I keep going sort of back to the same place. And I hadn't been thinking about this. You know, two nights ago, I watched that play with Caitlin Clark. And it makes you mad a little bit, even though, like, I mean, I'm not Caitlin's dad. And I'm certainly not like an Indiana Fever fan or whatever. But you're just like, man, what is going on here? And the more I think about it, the same thing I say about, okay, the players, when they're being asked for autographs, they're not used to this. When there's this much money on the line, they're not used to this. When there's this many people watching, they're not used to it. And here's another one. The referees in the WNBA are not as experienced as the referees in or umpires or whatever in a lot of other leagues. And I'm not saying that as an observer. I am parroting what the coaches in the WNBA have been saying. They have been coming out to the podium after games on the daily almost saying this is not right. Like, we do not have people who understand the idiosyncrasies of this who are officiating the game. And if it is becoming more physical or if there is more controversy and whatnot, these officials are not ready for this. So, again, I'm enjoying this. I look forward to seeing this tonight, but I do still feel, both last year and this year, the WNBA is like this massive group of people that are like, we're not really sure exactly what we're doing yet. Yeah, like we're not fully ready for this.
Well,
it's like the first night of a musical on Broadway. Like, you're going to go out there and mess this thing up until you've done it a bunch of times.
One of the things that I want to ask Christine Brennan, who we have coming on in about 20 minutes, wrote the book on Caitlin Clark, is this just a case, and specifically when it comes to officiating, is this just a case of a singular player elevating the league that she plays in so quick that no one else around her has time to, like, adjust and figure out exactly what's going on? Like, she just brought them to heights faster than nobody could have ever predicted, and the rest of the league kind of looks like they're left in the dust because there's no way for them to catch up to what Caitlin is doing.
I think that's a very fair sort of question slash point that you're making. There is a level of stardom that, and that's what I meant earlier when I said this happened so fast. Like, you could, there was warning a little bit.
But it's also something simple of, like, just eject the player for absolutely decking Caitlin Clark and protect the singular most important player that has ever donned a WNBA jersey.
I mean, I get, like, again, like we do so often, and it's probably annoying, but when we try to liken the conversations we're having about sports to the whatever industry we're in, and whoever you are driving around or listening on smart speaker, think about your industry, and if you've been in it for a minute, like, what would happen if suddenly somebody else joined your industry, and then the whole world just decided at once that this was the first time the industry even existed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Dibs takes a day off, you sat here, and suddenly everyone went, oh my God, did you know that there's sports radio? I didn't even know there was sports radio. And I've been doing this for 30 years. Would that tick me off?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Now, would I punch you? Maybe. I'm not a violent guy, but, like, I don't know. I don't know what I would do, you know?
Yeah.
That's probably how it feels to a lot of these ladies.
I hear you. I don't necessarily, like, even hate Mabry for coming up behind Caitlin Clark and decking her. I think that stuff is good for the league. But the league should protect the player a little bit more than they did.
Okay.
And you can come out the next day and say, oh, we missed that. That should have been a flagrant two. That was obvious to everybody in the moment. That was a flagrant two.
Of course it was. I've told you a bunch of times that the announcers who were calling the game were like, well, that's the end
the
of her night.
The second that it
She's
happened.
Getting thrown out, and then she didn't, and then the league comes out the next day and goes, hey, you probably should have thrown her out. Yeah, of course you should have.
But I mean, all sports leagues need, though, not necessarily rivalries, but you need also some. Like, you have a hero and you have a villain. Not that I'm trying to make Mabry a villain necessarily, but, like, those things are good for a healthy league.
You know why I'm laughing? I'm not going to mention the person who said this to me. But you know how the Giants have been, like, super boring the last 3 years?
Yeah.
Boring. I'm someone in my life who kept saying, they need a scandal. That guy Gabe Kapler needs to get caught at a bar doing something. Like, that's what they need.
They need Jock Peterson back in the clubhouse.
Right, so it's like, I think that's there's a piece of that in what you're saying right here. And I wonder, and actually you can weigh in on it, 888-957-9570. You know, when Caitlin gets knocked down, we can equally say, well, that's not right. But I don't know if we can say that's not good for the sport.
You don't want her to get hurt.
Right. It may not be good for the sport long term. I don't think that that's necessarily how you want the league to be viewed. You know what I mean? We've got a few people already say, like, this building's going to be filled with young, teenage, female, would-be athletes, and they're going to be watching this, and is this what you want the sort of the thing to be? Like, hey, you too could be a basketball player someday and shove other women to the ground. Do you know, like, is that what you want to be the thing? No, but the debate that gets going on social media when that happens,
that's good for the league.
It's pretty hard to argue that that's a good thing.
Yeah, but then you can obviously live in the world where something terrible happens to Caitlin Clark, and she gets decked from behind, and as a result, I don't know, sprains her knee and misses a month after she just missed a couple of weeks. And I don't know if you saw the numbers, how the games that the Fever played rated while she did not play, the ratings essentially got chopped in half.
Of course.
When she doesn't play.
Of course.
And that is something that impacts the future monetary numbers for everybody in the league.
I just thought of the comp for Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
Do you want to know who it is?
Give it to me.
It's Deion Sanders. That's who it is. Caitlin,
Colorado from obscurity to one of the biggest brands in college football.
What Deion Sanders did for college football in the last couple of seasons is the closest thing. I mean, it's not apples to apples either, but it's the closest thing to what Caitlin Clark has in the WNBA. Here's what I mean by that. If you start running data, whether it's ratings, whether it's, I mean, at Colorado, it was people applying to the school. It was all of the things that surrounded Colorado. If you ran the data on that, Deion Sanders, Steph Curry is a fair comp in ways too. He would have the right to walk into Colorado and ask for
any amount of
a blank check. And don't worry, guys, I'll fill it out. And it would be worth it no matter what it is, because his imprint financially meant that much for Colorado. Steph Curry to the Warriors. Caitlin Clark to the WNBA. You cannot overpay her. It's impossible.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
She is bigger than the league.
No, by a mile. By a mile, she's bigger than the league. Yeah, I mean, Colorado was bottom of the barrel in the Pac-12.
Totally.
And the 1 year that they won like 8 games, it was like, oh my God, Colorado, they came out of nowhere. And it was like an 8-win season.
Yeah.
And they go right back to winning 2 games a year. And then Dion comes, and it's ultimately to the point where the wins and losses didn't even really matter all
didn't
that
matter.
Much.
They were playing exciting games, right? His son's the quarterback. They're playing crazy games. They've got a swagger to them. They won some crazy games, the whole thing.
They were better last year, but still like not one of the top teams. They kind of choked down the stretch, but still it's Dion. You're going to have eyes on you no matter what.
Believe me, and get your drip ready. Like that year that Dion came on the scene, I was working at Pac-12 Network. And it was unbelievable the way that network, like they sat there and you've got USC and you've got Oregon and then you're like, and then there's Dion U. Those were your three schools. And which one do you think they were like,
Dion.
Let's lead with Dion U.
Well, do you remember?
Absolutely.
So this was 2 years ago now. It was the 2023 season when it was for his first year at Colorado.
Yeah.
And one of the first Pac-12 matchups that year, and I know Lucas for sure is going to roll his eyes because I'm bringing up Oregon, but one of the early conference matchups was undefeated Colorado versus undefeated Oregon.
Yes.
And it was like billed as one of the biggest games of the college football year. And I mean,
didn't Oregon win by 217
points? They won by like 40 points.
Yeah. And by the way, we knew that was. I mean,
yeah, we knew that was coming,
that was
and everyone
happen.
Knew that was coming, but it didn't matter. Dion and Colorado went to like double overtime to beat Colorado State the week prior, and it didn't matter. It's Dion and it's Shadur and it's Shiloh Sanders, and it's like, are they going to cover the 20-point spread?
Totally.
We're going to find out. And it was the biggest deal in college sports that week.
So I wonder, you know, when you see stuff like that right now in the WNBA, do you sort of think, in a small sample, that's a good thing? I'll give you another sort of college football example of this. I used to, and I thought it was a tradition, every holiday season, if you're a college football fan, you get mad at the BCS. That's what you do. You finish school, finish your finals, and then you buy a few Christmas gifts or Hanukkah gifts, and then you get mad at what's happening at the BCS. And every year, there would be anger for like 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, and you could set your watch to it. Here would come the national debate shows, and they would go, they do this on purpose. The NCAA loves this because they own the debate of the holiday season. Everyone's yelling at each other, and I'm sitting there going, okay, is that really, like, is that what we're going for? Are we going for, we want to win social media. We want to win
just the conversation,
the debate shows.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's almost as if, and you know, anybody in media gets accused of this all the time, clickbait. Oh, you just said that to get people to react.
You don't actually believe that, do you?
I mean, is that what we're doing with leagues now? Is that what we're doing? We want Caitlin Clark to get thrown to the ground because it will get you to react, even though it is completely outside the purview of the sport. It is not the message that you're trying to send. And at the end of the day, it's just not right. Like, it's not that's not the sport. The idea is not, hey, here's a ball, there's two baskets, now punch everyone.
No rules.
That's not what the sport is. But if you want, like, that's kind of where I get stuck. It's like, sure, they want attention, they want all this, but is your sport clickbait? Is that how you want it to be?
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't, but I guess whatever wins. I don't think the WNBA is at that point. The WNBA is just trying to find the right way to capitalize on the new attention that they've gained. And I think, like what you said, it's all happened so fast, they didn't really have maybe a set plan in place in order to figure it all out. But I have less of a... I don't know if the way that the game is officiated is like handed down from the league offices or if it's just the officials that were in that game the other night. My biggest issue isn't with how the WNBA has gone about things or how individual players do things. It's just, I don't know what the hell that officiating crew saw the other day.
Like, I don't know.
And this isn't new either. Like, she's getting tossed to the floor a lot. Now, there are, this was probably the least, like, basketball play of all of them. But, like, I mean, she's getting tossed around, like, almost every single game. We might see it today. I don't know.
Well,
but.
And by the way, here's another angle on the whole thing, because I think anytime we see it, we're always like, oh, that's because of her stardom. Well, let's compare it to a conversation we've had constantly in this city, which is the way the league officiates Steph Curry.
That was on my mind,
and,
too.
And is that because...
You had a... Oh, you went crazy.
I've had some conniption fits, yeah.
Like, I don't know if that was in the Rockets series or late in the regular season.
It was both. It was the game that he got hurt that you and I sat there and watched together. I think they were playing Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was the next day after that. Like, I completely, I've never understood it. But what I guess my question is, like, when you're another player, are you roughing up Steph because he's Steph or because he's small? Because Caitlin is also small. Like, that is sometimes the way an athlete will handle someone smaller than them.
I think for Steph specifically, it's because they feel like they can get away with it. That's why they rough up Steph. Because the way that he's been officiated throughout his career, they feel like, all right, we can push and shove and grab and scrape and kick this guy sometimes. And maybe we get a personal foul call, but ultimately it's worth it. Not like maybe it's like Jordan Rules light, like in that similar kind of vein. If you can get away with it, then, like, let's
well,
do it.
A piece of it to me also says, I don't feel like I can beat you straight
up. That's also part of it.
I don't feel, you know what I mean? This is going back to, I mean, that was my point about Dylan Brooks and the Rockets. That's what the Jordan rules were. That's all of those
things. In my mind, I don't blame a player for finding the most efficient route to victory or the most likeliest path to victory.
No, neither do I.
So I don't fault a player for that. I fault the officiating for letting it get to that point. As it relates to Caitlin Clark, I don't know if we have a big enough sample size to determine that the officials aren't going to call aggressiveness with her the way that they would call aggressiveness, say, with like Sabrina Ionescu or another competitive star guard in the league. I think with Sabrina, the treatment that she gets from opponents has so much more to do with jealousy than it does with Steph. Steph just seems like other players saying, this is how we can beat the Warriors, so we're going to do that. With Caitlin, it feels more like we're just jealous of all the attention and all the endorsements and everything that you get.
Yeah.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.